huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Let me ask you this, is any income actually fully passive? Well, I'm going to talk about that in this video. This is also going to go on my money podcast. And then the recurring element. So recurring or residual income by definition is money that keeps coming day after day, week after week, month after month, quarter after quarter, or time period after time period. So my publishers, Hachette, they send me royalty money every, I think it's 90 days, and then I get them from the overseas translations too. So 15 ways to create passive recurring income. Number one is to write a book. Now with a book, it's not passive at the start. You have to set to forget. You have to work hard enough not to have to work hard. The great thing, though, once a book is done, is that can create passive residual income for many years to come. Now, what I'll do in future money episodes is I will deep dive into each one of these. Maybe I'll do a passive recurring income series. That's a good idea. Passive recurring income series. And each one of the recurring income streams, of which I know 15, I'll detail. So a book might take you months, take some people longer to write. But if you write a book that's evergreen, that doesn't go out of date, you know, in a year or two, and you write a book on a subject that is fairly common, ubiquitous, then that book might last a decade or two decades. Now, Rich Dad Poor Dad, I think, is 20 years old now. Now, look, not everyone's going to sell 20 million copies like Robert Kiyosaki did of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So I'm going for selling 1 million copies of 20 books to get my 20 million. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to write 200 books with 100,000 copies sold to get my 20 million. There's many more ways to skin the recurring income cat than just having one global bestseller, because maybe that's not realistic. The second passive recurring income stream is a royalty income stream. I suppose the most well-known is music. Wouldn't it have been great to write a Christmas number one like Slade? It's Christmas! They get paid over £500,000 every Christmas. And I think that song was written in the 70s. That is what you call now passive recurring income. Of course, you had to set to forget at the start. Modern versions of that might be your podcast is on Luminary or your book is on Audible and you get royalty-based income. Can you set up assets, information, which is number 13, by the way, that create residual income? The third way to create passive recurring income is to have fan funding platforms. So now there's Patreon, the Facebook supporter program, of which I have a Rob Moore Patreon and I have Rob Moore supporter program. And you create the same piece of information, but that's for 100 fans or 1,000 fans or 5,000 fans. Now, sometimes fan funding is literally through the stars feature and function, which you can do on my Facebook videos. You might see near the comments at the bottom of the videos that you watch of mine, there's a star button. You press that, a little box comes up, and then you can donate me stars, and I get that gets converted into money. Now, I was one of the first 20 people in the world to get the stars feature. And it looked like at least 18 of the 20, they were makeup artists, comedians, chefs, etc. And what these influencers, we'll call them, weren't doing is offering fair exchange or products or services for stars. They were just, hey, look, I'll shout you out. Or if you like my work, please donate to my cause. And, you know, a lot of fans and followers of yours will just love your work, and people do regularly donate me stars because they love my work. I decided to create Fair Exchange and create a value proposition. So I do one-to-one calls and business shouts where people can promote their business and brand and product on my live videos. I've done auctions, charity raises. I've offered courses, etc., in exchange for stars. So fan funding, this is a huge new thing. On, like I said, Patreon, supporters, stars, etc. Just helps you monetize your following, basically. It's a nice change, isn't it, from having to do free content for years and years and years and not get paid unless it's, you know, all the way down later down the line through goodwill. But now you can get paid up front. The fourth way to create passive recurring income is a membership site model, or, you know, an online model where people pay you monthly, the Netflix model, if you like. So they pay you monthly. If you put content on a members area and you drip feed that content every month, you know, you might get £10 a month, £30 a month, £50 a month plus, and you can have members content. And again, you get that passive recurring income. The fifth way is through affiliate revenue. Now, affiliate revenue is, let's say you know of my company's Progressive Property and Progressive Success, and you know I have a podcast course and a public speaking course and a property investing course and an e-commerce course, and you don't have or desire the time to create your own course and invest all that time, energy and money into, you know, what might be 12 or 15 hours of content, and then I've got to deliver it and look after your clients. You could refer my products or services, and you could essentially become an affiliate and an ambassador of mine, and you could earn passive recurring income. Now, that really truly is passive, because if you haven't created the course or deliver the course, you simply recommend it to your network and you get paid an ongoing residual income. Now, what my companies do is we pay lifetime. So if you introduce a client, not only on the first thing they buy, but everything they buy for the lifetime of their client with journey with us, we pay you a percentage commission on. The sixth way you can create passive recurring income is to create your own affiliate or ambassador program, your own referral scheme. So if you offer people 10%, 20%, we offer between 10 and 50% to partners to promote us and refer us, and you could do the same. So if you have products and services and you'd like to sell more and get them out more to the masses, you could create your own affiliate scheme. Make sure that your links and the clients are tracked well and there's good transparency of that. And obviously make sure you pay on the revenue that's generated quickly. We have a whole ambassador program. Our ambassador program generates us a seven-figure revenue. That is just people referring clients to us. Okay, number seven then, ways to create passive recurring income is intellectual property. So that could be a patent, a license, you know, like maybe some of the intellectual property on the Dyson Hoover, or certain ways that your product or service does things that you've protected that others aren't able to copy. So if you are a designer, if you're an inventor, if you've come up with a process to do something, maybe it's automation or sort of factory line or just some information that actually you can own, then that intellectual property can be licensed, it can be rented, it can be bought. So if what you do is unique and what you do really helps people, maybe you could look into that. Which leads us to number eight, which is then creating a franchise. So yeah, if you have a product or service, a restaurant, a course, a systemized way of producing a replicable outcome like the McDonald's burger that's the same in every country across the world, you could create a franchise where you sell the license. So you get the capital up front, but then you get an ongoing residual income stream, or, you know, you get a percentage of their turnover or their profit. And you have to create a systemized business for that. And you have to write manuals and you have to have good training. But, you know, once you've built some intellectual property and once you've built some goodwill and, you know, you've got a training model or process of which, you know, I think we've got 25 or more different training courses and which could become ultimately franchises. Probably not all of them, but many of them. We have a Progressive Property Network franchise. So we have networking meetings across the country. We franchised that. Progressive Property Networks, they're called. Okay, number nine then is to create an online shop or get into e-commerce. So again, some of these you need to set to forget. Some of these you need to work hard enough not to have to work hard. That's why I put passive and inverted commas. And that's why I've also put recurring or residual. I'm actually writing my 19th book. I'm just editing my 16th, my 17th is written, my 18th is being written, and my 19th is being written. And it's called Residual Income. And I wanted to write a book detailing out all these recurring, residual, and passive income streams, and, you know, letting you know the difference between recurring, residual, and passive, you know, and what you have to set to forget, and where you have to work hard enough not to have to work hard, and what of these income streams that I know of are the quickest and the easiest and the most truly passive. So an e-commerce shop, an online business, you know, that's going to take time to set up, don't get me wrong. And, you know, you might have to do some paid ads, and you're going to have to, you know, build traffic. But once you get traffic, once you get, you know, a you're SEO'd well, you rank well, and you've got this network of incoming traffic, then you have a passive or recurring income stream.